this morning. With that, I'm going to read the statement that's been provided. This will call the Montana Board of Horse Racing meeting for June 27, 2023 to order. The Montana Board of Horse Racing records the meetings electronically for official meeting minutes. Please help the public by identifying yourself when you speak, explain any acronyms that may be used in discussion, and if you are referring to documents, state the name of the document you are referring to. And as a final reminder, the recording will not be edited and no content will be cut. With that, welcome again. And Gary, could we do the roll call, please?
Yes, Chairman Hayes. Janice Colton. It looks like she's on the screen, but she's muted, sir.
Here.
Okay. Jody Smith.
Here.
Ralph Young.
Here.
Tori Jones.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Gary Pride. She does not appear to be on the call. Cindy Johnson. And she does not appear to be on the call either, Chairman Hayes. I did talk to Cindy yesterday and she does plan on being here. I could not contact Harry yesterday. I left her a voicemail, but she did not get back to me.
Okay. Well, with that, we still have a quorum, so we can do some business.
Yes,
Gary, would you please start us off with the financials?
Okay. As I told you all yesterday when I called you, the financials that you received from me are just a parcel of what you normally receive. It is not showing what's in our bank balance. It's kind of an abbreviated financial statement. It does not even show the revenues from Miles City at this time. Overall, your finances are very good, but you'll receive a more in-depth report from me in the next couple of days. The individual that's in charge of doing those reports for me is actually on vacation and a well-deserved vacation. So when he gets back, I will send you the report that you normally receive. But I will tell you a couple of things. Miles City, their handle was up, so your revenues are going to be up a little bit. And just as a interesting note, your advanced deposit wagering for the month of May, according to the source market fees, the reports that we receive, is going to exceed $50,000 to the board, which is very good. And yes, it's because of the Derby and the Preakness, but that's a very positive sign for the board and for horse racing. So that's my report, unless somebody has some questions for.
Okay, excellent. That's interesting about the Vans deposit wagering. Any questions from any of the board members? If not, I would ask for a motion to approve the financial report.
Chairman Hayes, I so move.
Thank you, Ralph. Is there a second, please?
I will second it.
Thank you, Corey. Then moved and second, and if there's any discussion, hearing none, all those in favor of approving the financial report, please signify. Let's see, what's an easy way to do it? Can't see each other, so I guess that has to be a voice. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion pass. Legislative updates. I could start there, I guess, a little bit. You know that we, during the session, we got divorced from a lottery. A bill was carried. Senator Lynch to make that happen. And but at the same time, Senator Lynch also reached out to the to us and asked what he might be able to do to help. And got together and worked up something for on House Bill 2, just a direct allocation of funds from the general fund itself. Senator Lynch made it a motion to do that on Good Friday, and it passed for $500,000 a year for the next 2 years. But unfortunately, or maybe I don't know how to really address that, but the chairman of the committee, Senate Finance Committee, was extremely unhappy with that particular motion passing, and he amended the motion on the following Monday after Easter and cut that amount in half to $250,000. And that passed. So we went through the process of waiting to see what was going to happen with House Bill 2, that doggone bill made it out of the Senate, was finally signed by the president just a week ago. And the governor signed it 2 days later. I was concerned there might be some more action on that thing or because of what was going on in Helena at the time. And the good news is he signed it, and we have $250,000 coming our way for this year and for next year to help us promote horse racing. Is there anything you'd like to add to that, Gary? Are there any questions?
I think we need to discuss that House Bill 2, but I don't know if you want to do it now, Chairman Hayes, or if you want to do it later in the thing. I've got some thoughts that I would like to pass on to the board at some point today, if at all possible.
Okay. I guess I'd like to, let's just get into it right now. We need to do something relatively extraordinary with this money to show you deserve it and have earned it and can ask for it in the future without any complications. So is that where you're heading, Gary, or is that what you want to lead into?
Yes, sir. What I'd like to do is throw some ideas out and hear what the board members have to say. Okay. I'm very appreciative of the fact that we received that money and that we can utilize it, but I want to make sure that we utilize it in the best possible way. And so what I'm throwing out as an idea is I'd like to have the board set some goals and some direction for that. And we have a meeting coming up in person in July. And maybe over the next few weeks, the board members individually can think about how they would like to utilize it. And then in our in-person meeting, we can really discuss it in depth. I know that one of the things that we pushed very hard to allow this to happen was the possibility of a third race meet. The other thing was to stabilize both existing race meets, maybe use the money for infrastructure, some expansion, stall repairs, a horse ambulance, which people may laugh at, but is extremely important. It's a safety feature for everybody. So there's lots of ideas out there, and I really would like to see the board put their heads together and give us a direction that you guys would like to go in. And I think it's very important that we do that. And that's my thoughts, Chairman Hayes.
Thank you, Gary. I could certainly agree with what you're heading. If it's always been the board's direction to look at expanding racing in Montana, opening a track or two, and I'm making the assumption that that is the best use of the money, but I don't know if that's where we're heading. There are some locations and cities and towns that have indicated to us that they'd be interested in discussing it. So that could sure be part of our thinking. I just know we want to be able to go back to the legislature in 2 years and show what we've done with that money and how we put it to good use. Your idea of all board members, I hope, kind of put their heads together and collectively or individually, and let's come up with some good plans and good directions for that July meeting. Any comments, board members, please, at this point?
Chairman Hayes?
Yes, sir.
This is Corey Jones. I don't know if anyone can see me. I think the idea of setting a list of goals is excellent. I think if everybody would come up with 3 to 5 goals, and I would bet that there's 2 or 3 of those that'll come to the top at our next meeting. So it'll make that process quite a bit easier. Safety is always a big thing, however it gets done. And I think as long as we can incorporate spending the money so that it benefits the rest of the community during the rest of the year, that will go a long ways with the legislature as far as showing, the money is for horse racing, but that it's for more than just horse racing. So I think the goal idea is a good idea. Thanks.
Thank you, Corey. Good advice, good thinking. Anyone else, please?
Chairman Hayes.
Ralph.
Yes, I do have. I've got a couple ideas and thoughts, and you know, as we allocate funds, we always allocate funds to the tracks in November. And I do know we did receive the money this year in the middle of the year, which kind of leaves, as far as like helping a track out today, we kind of missed Miles City already. So I would love to, of course, come up with the ideas, and I agree with the July thing, but as we go forward, you know, as we allocate funds, probably in that the November meeting, as we get put out dates, and I would be wonderful if we could set up a third venue or an extended race meet at either Great Falls or Miles City, either one, to show that we are doing something with the funds to generate income for the communities. And I think we, rather than just jump off a cliff, we need to really, really sit down and decide where the best use of these funds would be. And I always say, I'm going back to our November meeting when we allocate funds to the tracks, and they bring to us with their proposals, and then we agree, say yes, no, type deal. But that's just my thoughts. I'm not saying we can't meet as our meeting in July to come up with some ideas, because we do need to come up with some very good ideas for these funds. But my thoughts are just a way to allocate the dollars to the November meeting.
Okay. Oh, that makes sense, Ralph. Anyone else? Anyone else? Gary, do you have anything?
Chairman Hayes?
Yes.
Sorry,
yes.
I was having issues unmuting. Janice Calton.
I'm curious if, when it was mentioned before, the possibility of Shelby showing interest in adding another race meet, what's the reality? Has anybody talked to people? Are there contacts we can reach out to maybe pursue some of those goals for a future, you know, race meet close to Great Falls to extend that situation? Are there people we can start reaching out to right away to show we have intent to actually go forward with some of these ideas?
Well, yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about. And for instance, like Shelby, we have been talking to them actually for a couple of years, and they are interested in becoming a viable track, but that's as far as the conversation went, because we didn't have the funds to carry on the conversation. And we went up and knocked on the door at Kalispell a number of times, and that was Tom Tucker's days, and we didn't get any positive response from the county officials that they were interested. I don't know if it was a matter of timing or what, or if we can go back and knock on that door. I don't think we should close the door on anything at this point. But
yeah, I can tell you the issue with Lispell was personally myself not wanting to deal with the county commissioners and put on that meet alone anymore. I mean, I had lots of great local, Gary can tell you, our community itself was amazing to work with. And at the time we just had a fair board and county commissioners that we were, you know, bucking our heads about like Missoula was doing. I do understand now we do have a new fair board manager, so it might really be worth reaching out again. Our local community was always a great support and would love to see it back in Kalispell. They have since removed a lot of the barns. I know portables are always an option. Did take out the main chute. We had a 440, so that in itself, and they tore out the new paddock that we had put in. So it's not undoable, but it would take a lot. And before we got that all accomplished with community donations, and we'd have to look at doing that again, but definitely something I could help with at the end also.
Oh, that's great. Okay. So that's what I said, you know, time moves on and things do change, don't they? Well, I think that's the foundation of what we need to be doing collectively and individually, and be reaching out and starting these conversations again. And I know they're not new conversations, but you know, you always look at buildings like, what in the world should we be doing down there? And it just seems criminal that we don't have something going down in that country. A lot of things. Any other comments? Any other comments? All right. Let's move to the next item. Montana HBPA. Oops, I used an acronym. How is that report coming to us?
Chairman Hayes,
this is Gary.
We received an email late yesterday afternoon, yesterday evening, that I forwarded to all board members this morning. And it is from an attorney representing the HBPA in Montana. And I hope everybody had a chance to review it. I didn't get it out to everybody until about 8 o'clock this morning. It seems that there are some issues with the HBPA, but they are working through them. Some back taxes, some filing of paperwork that they need to do, some odds and ends. So at this point, I know the president of the HBPA is not on the call. I see Scotty Powell is on there. He may have some information for them. But at this point, I advise the board members to review that document that we all received this morning. And then keep this on the table for the time being and let them work through their issues. But like I said, Scotty's on here. He may have some more information than I have. I only have the letter I received this morning, so.
Okay, yeah, I read that letter from that Kyler Palmer.
Yes.
Scotty, would you like to jump in, please?
Yeah, John, Kyler is actually on this Zoom call now. He just sent me a message, said he was here. Oh. So he can probably update you guys way better than I can.
Okay. Kyler, where are you? Tyler?
I wonder if he went in as a participant or just watching. I don't know.
Oh.
Yep, he said he just texted me, said he can't speak, so he went in the other door.
There he is.
Oops. Yeah, he can't speak though. He must have went in as a non-participant.
All right. Can you guys hear me? This is Kyle. Well, okay. Am I still muted?
We can hear you, Kyler.
Oh, perfect. Okay. I was looking for some confirmation from someone that you guys could hear me. My mom just texted me, told me that she could hear me. Thanks, Mom. So yeah, my name is Kyler Palmer. I am the attorney for the Montana HBPA. If you look at the letter that I sent, I would like to highlight footnote one, or the first footnote. Technically, I'm not licensed to practice in the state of Montana. However, I am in the process of obtaining a bar license to practice in Montana. I have strong ties to the Montana racing industry, grew up at the track. Some on the board might remember me. From being a young track kid. But the HBPA, I think Laura Conaway she's the president. I think she's also on the call. They reached out to me in advance of the Miles City meet, just because they were trying to get the organization revamped and going again. I've been able to do a ton of research to figure out what the legal status is, both in the state of Montana and with the 501c6 status with the IRS. I have basically done everything I can do at this point in order to get the reinstatement process started and rolling. Really all I'm waiting on is replies from the Montana Department of Revenue for the Title 15 certificate, which is a prerequisite to getting reinstated, the corporate entity status reinstated with the Montana Secretary of State. And I've been in contact with the IRS. There's, I believe, three tax returns that need to be filed, back taxes. Those will be simple, no income, no revenue type deals. That's for 2020, 2021, and 2022 fiscal years. And then I also need to amend fiscal year 2019 because that 990 that was submitted terminated the EIN. But I'm in the process of getting all of that squared away. Those are really the first two big steps. And like I said, I'm just waiting to hear back from the respective agencies or departments on approval.
Thank you, Kyler. Let's see what you're up against there. So when you file these late 990s, are you expecting any kind of penalties and such from the IRS, our good friends?
No, I don't expect any penalties or interest, mainly because there would be no tax due. it'd be just a simple 990 postcard, or 990E, I think is what it's called, or EZ. And it's just as simple as answering a few questions on the IRS's website, possibly sending in a form for each year, and they'll accept late returns because it's within the 3-year time period to submit a late return.
Okay. That's good. Well, has anyone got any questions of Kyler at this point?
I will note that the board that I've been working with is extremely energetic and really motivated and dedicated in getting the HBPA revamped and going again in the state. They've all been super cooperative with responding to sometimes late night chat messages or emails. They're a really great group of individuals that are leading the organization that have put in the work to get things going again. And I attended the Miles City meet and met with a large majority of the board members. And I mean, some of them I had known from since I was a kid in diapers, but it was great to actually put faces to names share the passion for the sport and get this organization reinstated and going again.
Oh, super. Well, thank you again, Kyler. Appreciate the update. Has anyone got any questions of Kyler or Scotty or? See where Laura is on there. She must be, maybe she's on somebody else's phone.
Chairman Hayes?
Yes, sir.
I just want to let you know that Cindy Johnson is now on the call.
Oh.
And I received a text message from Carrie Pride. She will be unable to attend the call this morning. So she's asked for an excused absence.
Well, good morning, Cindy. Good to see you on there. Okay, let's see. Is there anything else on the Montana HBPA then?
Not for me, sir.
All right. Anyone else on the board? Let's move to the Miles City report.
I don't see Robert on here this morning. I don't know, Corey, if you would like to give a report or I can just give a brief one. It's your call, sir.
I see he's not on there. Why don't you go ahead, Gary, and give us an update.
I'll give you an update and Corey can help me out where I need it. Overall, the race meet in Miles City was, in my mind, successful. The people down there worked very hard. They did a very good job. We had good weather. The rain that came in the middle of the week, so that was a plus. The handle was up about 8% over the previous year, which is always good. They've got some good ideas moving forward, and I am very impressed every time I go to Miles City and see the number of volunteers, the community support, and how everybody just backs that race meet and that bucking horse sale. It just amazes me. So I think they did a very good job, sir.
Let's hear from the guy on the ground, Corey.
Yeah, I can you hear me, Chairman Hayes?
Yes.
Yeah, I think Gary covered it pretty well. Everyone is very enthusiastic down there. The Buck and Horse Sale Board, they're embracing horse racing as much as much more than they always used to, I know. And Robert is a big, big part of that. He's the one that holds that all together. And as far as the money or anything like that, I don't have any numbers. It just looks to me like it's going in the right direction. People are excited about it every year. And it's thanks to a little more money being available all the time. And like I say, a big thanks needs to go to Robert there for that. Jody, do you have anything to add? It was a great meet.
Thank you, Corey. You guys are obviously doing a fantastic job down there. But any other comments about Smile City or any of the board?
John, this is Jody. I don't have much to add. I'm just pile on with Corey and Gary that it's just getting to be very well run. And I feel like, you know, some of the dates before the Buckhammer sale, you know, some of the days, a couple of the days are still a little bit sparse, but it gets better every year, and you have to start somewhere. And I'm just really pleased with the way it's going right now. And as Corey said, Robert is definitely deserves all the kudos that he gets. So
I had a question. I wondered how the mobile bedding looked this year. Or Jody or Gary?
I thought it went very well, and there was a lot of people utilizing it. I had no complaints come to me, and I do know that there was a number of people utilizing it, and the interesting part is a lot of the Bucking Horse board members and participants were utilizing it so they could bet on the races while they were doing the work. So it was positive.
Excellent. Very close to trying to gear theirs up a little more this year and stealing all the good ideas we could from Miles City on that.
Chairman Hayes?
Yes, sir.
As far as the mobile betting, it's kind of a slow process, but once it gets started, it's picking up, and it's very well worth it. You have people like my dad, who's 78, not very tech savvy, but he was betting on it. So it'll work for everybody. It's a pretty good program. And I would encourage Great Falls to keep after it, because I think it works pretty good.
I would sure agree with you. I watched it last year and it's being fun and easy after it got going, but pretty slick. Just a little hard to get some of the folks on board. And when you look at those lines over there at the windows, it sure looks like a great alternative to making a wager. What else we got on Miles City? Anything?
No, sir.
All right. Again, congratulations to the gang in Miles City. What an incredible job they did. Awesome. Next on the agenda is the Great Falls request. Is Marky on here, Gary?
He called me this morning. He said he was going to be on here, but I'm not sure he's a participant or just listening, sir. So I don't know how you'd like to proceed.
Oh, he's sure. He's probably listening and can't get on.
Well, he's on there now. I see his name just popped up.
Okay. Sparky, can you hear us?
You're muted, Sparky.
Sparky, you're muted.
Can you hear me now? Okay. There we go. Wow.
He might have too many computers and phones open.
Would you like me to start it, Chairman Hayes, and then Sparky can jump in when he gets set and ready to go?
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, we received a request from Great Falls Management, Sparky.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yeah, Sparky, we hear you.
I can't hear anybody on my computer. If you can hear me, that's fine, but I was trying to get it on my phone also, and I can hear on the phone. I don't know what's going on with my computer.
Recording in progress.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to shut off my computer.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. I hope I'm getting it right here. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, yes. We can.
Okay. Is that other background gone?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I had trouble getting into this thing. So, and when I did get in, I couldn't hear, I could see faces, I could see names, but I couldn't hear anything that was going on my computer. So I went this route. So, okay. Hey, I guess I'm ready.
You're on.
You're on. Okay. Request from Great Falls. We were wondering if the board might allocate another $50,000 to us for this year's racing, to allow us to raise our purse money another $1,000 to get our bottoms to $5,000. We would add $1,000 to each race. And so some of our races would then go to 5,200, 5,300. The 6,000s would go to 7 and that sort of thing. I know we've got the money allocated from the chamber, from that House bill that passed here and was signed by the governor. So I was just curious if that might be an option that the board would think about and let us know if that would happen. I think if we got our bottoms up another $1,000, that would really increase our chances of getting more horsemen here. Again, I can't hear anything coming back.
Chairman Hayes, I cannot hear you. Do you have something?
I'll spark out a little bit just to, I want to repeat everything you just said, but basically Great Falls would look for to raise their bottom to know the problem. And that would be a common item on the agenda that we would look at if we could put that into a form of a motion there was interest in it and to solidify that process going forward to get that money to Great Falls so they can make the announcement quickly and timely.
Chairman Hayes, I'd like to throw an idea out before you get into a motion or a discussion, if I might. I understand the need for the money, but I would, if the board decides to do this, I would like to have them look at taking the funds from the advance deposit wagering that we currently have and not from the House Bill 2 money. As I stated earlier, I'd like the board to come up with some good direction on what we do with that $250,000 from House Bill 2. See if there's a way to parlay that with the communities and really put it to work. We have advanced deposit wagering funds. So my recommendation, if the board decides to do this, is to not take the money from House Bill 2, but to take it from advanced deposit wagering funds. Thank you, sir.
Gary, we can't have a discussion unless we have a motion. So what I'm looking for is a motion, entertaining motion to allocate another $50,000 from the advanced deposit wagering to the Great Falls meet.
Chairman Hayes, I think we're getting ahead of ourselves as far as just giving them the funds. We allowed funds in November. I don't think we want to start a process of just giving out funds anytime. If we do decide to allow additional funds to Great Falls, we need to keep this in mind for when we do give the money to Miles City, that we gave Great Falls an additional $50,000 and reconcile at that time. I'm not completely against giving extra funds, but I'm not sure we want to start a process of allocating to one track and not to another. That's why we go through the process of splitting up dollars once a year. My thoughts, like I say, I'm not against giving the funds. Don't get me wrong. But I also think we don't want to just jump out and throw out dollars anytime.
Hey, thank you. Kind of think about that history a little bit, the way the funds were allocated back in the day when we had a simulcast based upon the amount of simulcast in the local area. So there was a little disparity between the tracks at that time as well. And at this point, I'm not trying to throw that in there to muddy up the water. I just know that what Sparky is trying to do is track more horses and make the racing be a little more viable. And but whether we go with that or not, I guess that's what we're here to decide. So I still put out.
Chairman Hayes,
any motion?
Jody Smith has her hand up. Chairman Hayes.
Jody, I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I guess I was wondering, how much money do we have on hand right now? I mean, I think that would be something we should know. You said that we've got some money coming in, but how much do we have right now?
You have almost a million. You have right at $1 million.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Chairman Hayes.
All right.
I agree with both what Ralph and Gary have said. I don't think the money should come from the House Bill 2 money. And as I guess as long as we're solvent enough and we have enough out of the advanced deposit wagering, I don't have any problem with that either. I do agree with Ralph. But I don't think we want to get into a spot where every meeting we're requesting funds are being requested all the time. And I don't think as far as one track getting it and the other not, you know, that's not, we don't want that to be a problem, and I don't think it is, and it won't be. So I guess I do have to, my big point is we don't want to take it from the House Bill 2 money, I don't think. I think that would look not that good down the road. So that's what I think there.
Thank you, Corey. I actually agree with you on that, for sure. Other comments, please.
Yeah, John, this is Scott. I just was going to let you guys know that I know we have some Canadian horses that are sitting up there waiting to see what happens, because the rumor mill's already out there about raising purses. And I think it would help to attract more horses. I just want to let you guys know that there is some interest in this and coming to Great Falls that haven't been there for a while, if purses go up.
Thank you, Scotty. Any other comments?
Chairman Hayes, this is Jody again.
Yes.
I guess I think that our goal here is for horse racing to be healthy. And if we can afford it, I think that's what our money is for, is to do what we can do to get these places healthy. I guess the one thing that I would mention, I don't know, I mean, even for long-term, for going back in front of the legislature, if we have some, I guess, I don't even know how to put this, like maybe some information back from them, how exactly, where it's going, you know, just an accounting, I guess that's what I want to say, an accounting of how the, you know, exactly where the money went and how much on the purses, et cetera. Just so we know where the money's going exactly.
Chairman Hayes, this is Gary.
Yes, Gary.
If the board does this, I can definitely work with Sparky to get an accounting to report back to the board at the meeting following the Great Falls race meet. But I will tell you that to do this, the board will have to make a motion, and it has to be voted in before I can release any funds to Great Falls.
Chairman Hayes?
Yes, sir.
I guess I would entertain a motion to grant Great Falls $50,000 for their upcoming 2023 race meet.
From the advanced deposit wagering.
Yes, sorry, out of the advanced deposit wagering.
Thank you. We do have a motion. Corey, is there a second from the board?
I second.
Thank you, Jody. Second. Now we can open it up for discussion. We have a motion on the floor. Is there any further discussion?
This is Sparky again.
Yes.
I would just like to let you know that in the last 3 weeks, we've deposited almost $28,000 into our checking account from our sponsors here in Great Falls. So we have been hitting the public pretty hard to help get this thing sponsored. And as you know, it's very, very expensive to rent the United Totes stuff, the starting gate, you know, and all those expenses. So we're trying to do our best here in Great Falls to raise as much money as we can. So I just wanted to throw that in.
Thank you, Sparky. We're in discussion. Any more discussion on the motion? Any more discussion on the motion? Any more discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor of allocating $50,000 to the Great Falls Race Meet from the event deposit wagering account, please signify by saying aye.
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 It's two.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
Yes, hi, this is Cindy Johnson, and it was my understanding the meeting started at 10 today. Did I miss something? Hello?
Cindy, the meeting started at 9.
I'm going to hold on a motion, Cindy.
Okay.
So, are there any names on that? Right, motion passes, Gary. Please work that out with the Spark team and how you might allocate that win.
I will do that, Chairman Hayes, and I'll also work with Sparky to get an accounting to report back to the board showing how the funds were utilized.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, Sparky. So our next item on the agenda is Sandy Johnson.
Hello. Yeah, my email said... my email said 10 o'clock. So, but anyway, yeah, what I was wondering on the, what I'm bringing up at the email is, I was wondering if we could have some form of live meetings at our live race meets like we did in Great Falls last year. The Bucking Horse Sale would be, not during the Bucking Horse Sale, I should say the Mile City meet, if we could have a live meeting during that time as well. I just feel the horsemen are there on the premises and they're more apt to comment and participate in these meetings. The rest of the year, they're basically scattered all over. So I was wanting to bring that up to discussion.
And discussion item. So is there any discussion then on in this question?
Chairman Hayes, this is Ralph. I do believe in our bylaws that we do have to have two in-person meetings per year. And I'm not against having a live meeting in Mile City. We also have to realize the cost associated with that for the board that we would incur to have the meeting. We had meetings in the past, tried live meetings, and the horsemen don't show up. Great Falls is almost kind of a prime example. We invite every year and you get maybe one, maybe two. I know last year we did get a few more, but so I don't know that we want to spend money for nothing is my only concern.
Chairman Hayes.
Yes, sir.
Of course, being from Mile City, I would obviously like to see one there. I do have to agree with Ralph, and we've talked about this. The Bucking Horse Sale would be, it would be terribly expensive for us to have a meeting then. I'm not sure that either one of the two weekends before that, maybe we get a few more people around. Maybe we boost the handle a little. I mean, I guess I also think we're in June here for setting a meeting, 10 or 11 months from now. I agree with Cindy. I think it'd be a great idea to have a meeting down there. So I don't know that we need to do it today, I guess.
Chairman Hayes, I would like to add to that. Thank you, Corey and Cindy. I think at the end of the day, we all need to remember this is about horse racing. That's what we're here for. We need to see these people in person. I agree, it does not have to be over Bucking Horse Sale, but that obviously is the entertainment. I personally don't have a problem, and I'm probably the furthest to go to Mile City. I would still like to direct that the two live race meets we do have, it's important for those horsemen to know that as a board, we're here to support horse racing. I agree with Ralph. I don't know that, I mean, the cost incurred is very expensive. Having said that, I myself would be willing to drive that far to do it, to see the horsemen, let them know why we're here. And in response to Boria's saying, the one reason I didn't go this year is you never know what the weather's going to do. I discussed it with Scotty Powell on several occasions. I literally would have pitched a tent had I known I wasn't going to get rained out. So I think we need to discuss this a year in advance from year to year, not necessarily put it in there that we have to do it every single year. But if there's interest in the board if we could have a quorum. I believe it's important to get there, and it needs to be a year in advance, or we can't get motel rooms is the problem. And I feel like we'd have more power if Gary was able to, you know, get a block, and then those that can go, reserve them, pay for them yourself, whatever. But I think it's highly important for us to be there as a board to our live race meets.
Thank you, Janice.
Chairman Hayes, could I throw a little bit of light into this, please?
Please do. Thank you.
Getting back to the rooms, Janice, that you mentioned, I don't have to block those rooms a year in advance. I do block them 5 months in advance. We send in our request for all the officials in January. They do allow a certain amount of flexibility in that. If we have one person not show up and we need an extra room, we're allowed to do that. But it takes about 5 months in advance. And as I told Cindy, I'm lukewarm on this idea because of the costs and because I don't want to see the board lock themselves into something. But I think what would be a good way to look at it is that the board would look at it on a, lack of better term, case by case. If you want to go to Miles City in 2024, in November of 2023, you discuss it. You decide if you want to go that direction. That gives me enough time to get the rooms, kind of get some ducks in a row, and we can move forward. And then each year you could go about it doing that way. You're 6 months in advance. That gives me enough time to set a room set the rooms. Yes, you need to realize it's going to be very expensive for the board to have a meeting in Miles City. Probably $3,000 to $5,000 for a board meeting down there at today's cost. But, you know, I don't know what it's going to be like a year from now or 2 years from now. But I think you look at it on a case-by-case basis is the best way to go, in my opinion.
Thank you.
Chairman Hayes?
Yes.
This is Jody. Yes. I was wondering, on the case-by-case basis, could we, I'm not sure about the bylaws, if we decided Miles City, could we do that in lieu of Great Falls? So we're not doing both race meets every year. If we did Miles City, then maybe Great Falls we didn't do that year?
You can do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think maybe that, I mean, and then we would be, granted, Miles City maybe is a little bit more expensive, but if we're not doing both of them, then it wouldn't be, you know, as glaringly more expensive. So.
Okay. Anyone else, please?
Yeah, John, this is Scott again. I just wanted to remind everybody, with this HBBA popping up, there is more horsemen getting into what's going on with the commission and stuff now. I know Ralph said we hardly ever got anybody. Our last meeting in Great Falls actually had a pretty decent turnout for the first time in 20 years. Janice is right about the horsemen needing to be involved in all this. And if this is what it takes to get people involved and get going again, then so be it. That's just my opinion on it.
And I would also like to ask, that would be great. I mean, you're apt to have more people. They are there. They're there to race. And having a meeting face-to-face while everybody is there, you're apt to get more of the horsemen to attend than on a Zoom or a scheduled one. I just think it's a great idea, and we do have a new board. We do have a lot of energy. We want this to go forward, and if we only have two meets, they're the great places to have the horsemen gather and have a meeting, and I just think it's a great idea. Oh, and this is Laura. Thank you.
Chairman Hayes, this is Ralph again, and I agree with what everybody is saying. My concern, as I do the horseman side of it. And I promise you, race day morning, I don't have time to go to a meeting. And I think that's why a lot of times we don't get the horseman. So as we're talking about having a meeting during the race meets, I also understand the horseman side of it, why they have a hard time coming to the meeting. They're busy. So, you know, I think we need to take that into consideration also. And I don't know how we work around that scenario. If you have a meeting, of course, Miles City, if you have a bucking horse weekend, it kind of goes every night. Maybe have it like Friday evening. I don't know. Just some thoughts, just some concerns.
That's what
I was going to say. You can always have a different time.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was going to say. You know, we could always do it the Friday before on a weekend, or because the horsemen are there all that time, Ralph. And I think just, and you're right, you know, the LASIK shots, all that stuff happening in the mornings. But even if we just did it the day before, the evening before, however it worked, you know, if the commission's coming up to spend the weekend, even would be great.
Thanks, Patty. Anyone else? I'm not echo Ralph's comments on that. On the board meetings on Saturday in Great Falls for, I think, 11 years. Hardly any horse in the mirror except for last year when we did in Great Falls. We really worked hard to getting people there, but difficult for them because they were, just like everybody said, they were busy. What you're saying is, God, it makes a lot of sense. You know, Friday mm-hmm. night or something like that. Mm-hmm. Well, Ding?
Yeah, no, Chairman Hayes, I agree. I think if we could look at maybe the schedule as we put the, let's kind of maybe postpone this till November when we actually put dates together, and yeah. And we can see, unlike if it is, I'm not against the Friday night meeting. I think that would work, or it was Saturday night. I don't care. But like I say, bucking horse weekend is always crazy, but we'd have to figure out when or how to accommodate the horsemen so they could attend the meeting.
Yep.
Chairman Hayes, this is Cindy, and I have a suggestion. Normally in Miles City, they run just the Sunday of Mother's Day. So here's a suggestion. Why not have the meeting on the Saturday before Mother's Day? Just a suggestion.
Thank you.
I don't think we would get a whole lot of horsemen just because it is one day. A lot of people won't travel that far for Miles City. One day of racing, we may miss some of our horsemen. Friday evening of the bucking horse sale, when the big races are on, I think we'd have a better showing of people at the meeting. Just my thoughts.
This is Cindy again. Don't they run Fridays in Miles City during the bucking horse sale?
Yeah, but not on Mother's Day weekend. And since it's only one day, it doesn't have a large showing of the horsemen as we do on bucking horse sale weekend. So our people to attend the meeting may be very low, is what I'm saying, for Mother's Day weekend.
This is Jody. Can I weigh in here for just a second on Miles City? Just from somebody here. I'm not sure, but we have 5 to 6 days of racing. So I'm assuming that horsemen aren't coming in just for certain days. I guess I'm assuming that there's a large number of them that are here. Bucking horse sale, having a meeting on bucking horse sale is kind of cost prohibitive. And it's, if you've ever been here, it's super crazy. So I suggest if we have a meeting in Miles City, I think even the first weekend, we have the Saturday of Kentucky Derby. We have a Kentucky Derby day. Those are the days we do all the qualifying races for the Futurity and the Derby on those 2 days. If we did a Friday night right before the meet started, I think that would be a good time. And also, I feel like if you're 2 weeks ahead of bucking horse sale, your hotel rates are going to be a lot less. If you hotel rates just go through the roof, and even a week before Buckner sale, I think the hotel rates are going to be crazy. So my suggestion is to do it Friday before the meet starts, before the sorry, my dog. Anyway, that Friday before the Kentucky Derby. Thanks.
Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah, let's, as Rob suggested, we've opened up this discussion about the meeting in Miles City and obviously have some good ideas to push around on that. Let's put that on the agenda for November.
I will do that, Chairman Hayes.
Thank you. Moving to the next agenda item, please be on simulcast. Gary, what are we doing here?
A couple of things. I worked with our legal counsel. We sent a letter to Joe Carr asking for some answering some questions, which he did respond back to us. I forwarded that, the initial letter and his responses back to us. So we're still kind of working forward. I asked Joe to be on the call this morning, and I see his name is here, so that the board members, if they chose, could ask Mr. Carr questions, you know, about his thoughts, his simulcast network, those sorts of things as we work forward, so we can continue to move forward on this idea. So that's where I'm at. Like I said, I see Joe's name is on the call this morning, so it was put here so that board members could ask him questions, or you can, whoever, to try to, you know, just see where everything's at.
Carr, are you on the phone with us?
Yes, I am, Chairman Hayes.
Thank you. Some of the questions that I've been being asked is the application process going to be a simulcast operator in Montana. It's pretty kind of
has everybody lost the volume? I can't hear anything.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I was wondering the same.
Either can I.
I think we all did, but I can hear everybody now.
I'm working with Chairman Hayes to get him back on. He lost connection, so hold tight just a minute.
Thank you.
Gary, while we're waiting, this is Cindy, and can I ask you a question? The original email that I received was June 27th at 10 a.m. Was there a different one that was sent out, or?
There was several that went out. In fact, I forwarded everybody the link yesterday again, and and the original thought process was for 10 o'clock, Cindy, but it was moved and posted on the board website and every place else as 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And like I said, I was sending things out so on a regular basis. And I'm sorry that you missed that. I'm sorry that I didn't communicate that well enough to you. I please accept my apology on that.
No problem. Everybody else got it but me. So I got to learn to check my email. So thank you, Gary, very much. Thank you.
You are welcome, Cindy. As you know, you can call me anytime, day or night.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bonnie, this is Gary. I just received a text from Chairman Hayes. He has lost his internet.
Okay, let me see if I can get him to call in. Just a second, hold on.
Okay, also Corey Jones is the
Vice Chair,
yes.
So Corey, if you want to continue the meeting, and I will see if I can get Chair Hayes back on. Thank you.
I have to apologize. I don't have a, I assume we're on the last part of the agenda on the simulcasting. So I don't have the full agenda in front of me. And if Mr. Carr-
Let me give you an update, Corey. There's only a couple things left on the agenda. Is the discussion we're going to have with Joe Carr on the simulcast, then any public comment, old business, and our next meeting date, which is in July in Great Falls. But I will help you through that process until Chairman Hayes gets back on.
Okay, thank you, Gary. I guess we could go ahead with any comments from Mr. Carr at this point.
Thank you, everybody. I'm just here to answer any questions. We have answered a multiple listing of questions, and we'll be more than happy to fulfill whatever needs that the board asks.
Does anyone have any comments or questions for Mr. Carr?
I do. This is Janice Calton. Hi, Jill. I just want everybody to know I did have a lengthy conversation, excuse me, last week with Joe. I understand by looking at this letter, I want to reiterate, and I feel there's some confusion. I did tell Joe this. It's been mentioned a couple times that you feel like you're, you know, partnering with the Board of Horse Racing, and I just want everyone to know our position on this is to help facilitate, promote horse racing however we can. However, this is not a venture where we become a partner or that we're putting on simulcast. So when we're looking at these letters that are sent back and forth, yes, I know you have an application in and you say we're happy, you know, to tell you what we want. What we need, Joe, is to see some of the, you know, where are your letters of incorporation with the people that are your partners and your financial backing. And so those are the things we're still waiting for. And that all has to come from you, not necessarily anything that we have to add to it. So we would like to see you come with not just, hey, I'll help you where I can. We need to see things actually in writing and in documents. And that's what we're asking for. And that's my position on it. I don't know. I'm not speaking for everybody else on the board.
Janice, I really appreciate that. that has never, until you and I spoke, has never been conveyed in writing to us. We'll be more than happy to provide anything and everything that you want to make sure that you feel the board feels comfortable with our presentations. The other thing is that we're more than happy to provide any information. Gary, if you could go ahead and properly send me an informational piece on exactly what you need, we'll be more than happy to provide that for you.
You will receive it, Mr. Carr.
Does anybody else have any other comments?
And this is Joe Cargan. I really want to inflect that my conversations with a lot of the board members and a lot of the people at the Montana Facebook horse racing page have been invaluable. My conversations with Janice basically set forth this the information that we've requested. I think this all can be resolved with good communication and people understanding where everybody wants to go. And we are very, very interested in promoting racing in Montana and making it as vibrant as it has been in the year that I've been involved with it.
Yes,
okay, Mr. Carr, Mr. Carr, I have a question. Have you had any luck in facilitating communication either with the old simulcast sites that may or may not still exist, as far as are they interested in going forth to do this again and different costs that would be incurred? I know I have some local facilities in the Flathead Valley that are interested, but how do they go forth finding out what, you know, advantages are to them, what new equipment would be? Today's technology, maybe not near as much. And are your people working in the field to deal with people around Montana to see what we can actually get going on?
Right. And as we discussed, Janice, we need to get a little bit further on the understanding of what we can do for both Montana and the board. We'd be presumptuous of us to send out letters of interest to people, and when we don't really have, as we had discussed, we might have 150 prospects. Of that 150 prospects, half of them might be out of business. What we want to do is what we intend to do is to contact those people. We already have been talking to Nick Alonzo and Tyler. We also have talked to Robert, and those were just informal conversations. But I think what we're interested in doing is moving forward, but we want to make sure that we move forward together. And if we move forward in that aspect, there's going to be a lot of calls to the racing board, the Montana Racing Board, and we want to make sure that we're all on the same page. To ask to your question about equipment, we are very actively working with United Tote. They are quite familiar with the Montana market. Matter of fact, they were the people that introduced us to the Alonzos and started this process. So we have the support of the United Tote, and actually our parent company is working with United Tote in the Virgin Islands to convert their contract to United Tote.
This is Corey again. I guess I have to agree with Janice. As the Board of Horse Racing, or this is how I think, we're here to help promote horse racing in Montana. And anything, any way we can do that to help is fine. But we basically are not partners, or probably I don't think we should be partners with any select group, I guess, going forward. But it sounds to me like we basically need more information, and so do you. And Gary, you had said that you would send some of that. So I guess that's my feelings.
Yes, I greatly appreciate that. And I think this meeting probably will move it very quickly. Maybe the word partnership was not the most adequate description, but I can attest to some of the people that are on this call, the passion that we have to promote racing in Montana and the vision that we have. Basically, maybe my partnership was the not best word used, but we are in this together with you. And we are very successful and have done this type of business in states like Kentucky. And I'm pretty sure if you would, I'd be more than happy to send you the information about what has happened in the state of Kentucky with regards to racing and gaming.
Okay, go ahead, Gary.
I see John Hayes is currently on the screen. I don't know if he's back on or not. I just wanted to let you know that. And I just want to say one other thing that I want to remind the board that yes, we promote, we partner, we work, but we also need to remember that we are a licensing entity. So that's part of our broad picture of things that we have to do. And our statutes set a lot of the things that we can do and that we require to be done. So we'll definitely clarify that for Joe and he will receive another letter to that extent.
Excuse me, Gary. This is Cindy.
Sure.
I was wondering, would you send out a copy to all of the board members of the letter that you'll be sending to Mr. Carr, please?
Oh, you definitely will, just like we did the last time, Cindy. And I'll be working with our legal counsel to, like we did the last time, to make sure that we have everything as clear as possible for Mr. Carr.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That would be greatly appreciated.
Gary, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Mr. Hayes, I can hear you, sir.
My goodness, I completely lost the internet here. Had to run and get my phone. My apologies. Sorry I missed some of Mr. Carr's comments, but I caught the last few minutes. I sure would agree with what you're saying. This is not a partnership. In your last comments about what we do as a board is we are a licensing entity, correct? Like I said, I'm sorry I didn't hear what all was discussed.
We lost you again. Are we clear?
Yeah. Are we done with that or are we still going?
No, Chairman Hayes, we've been discussing the simulcasting. I'll turn it back over to you and Gary can fill you in.
Thank you for fast covering there, Corey. Jeez. So we're down to public comment. Is there any public comment? Hearing none, we'll move into old business. Is there anything on the agenda for old business from the board, please? Any old business? Hearing none, Gary, when's our next meeting date?
Our next meeting date will be in Great Falls on July 29th, and I will make arrangements with Sparky to see where we're going to have it. I'm assuming probably the same place we normally do, but that is the Saturday of the last weekend of the race meet in Great Falls. And okay. I've already made arrangements for rooms for the board members at the same place that you've been staying at previously.
Very good.
Gary, would you happen to have a time with that yet scheduled, or are you just picking the date?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you.
I do not have a time. We'll do it in the morning, but I need to get together with Sparky because we always have to work around their crew as they're trying to get ready for everything.
Right, understand.
I'll let everybody know, and I'll call you like I always do, Scotty, and give you a heads up so you can post it as well.
All righty, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
All right, I'll throw one more out there for the good of the order. Hearing none, then I would look for a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Thank you, Corey. Is there a second?
I second.
Thank you. I'll just close with thank you guys for being on this morning and appreciate you taking the time and covering what we had to cover. We got quite a bit discussed and done. I would call this meeting adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody. I appreciate your time this morning. Remember-